T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 The Ticket. It is the Jamie and Stoney program. All right. It is Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, against Conor McGregor, the MMA artist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the nutbag.
In a boxing match in Las Vegas using 8-ounce gloves. And what do you think there, Mr. Leach? I'm not an MMA guy. And I used to be a huge boxing guy, but that's fallen off lately in my interest, as with the whole sport. But every time I watch Floyd Mayweather fight, I am usually bored. I am in admiration of his footwork, of his speed, of his ability not to get hit. And it's boxing. And Conor McGregor is not a boxer. He's great at what he does. And for that reason, I, like most of the world, believe that Floyd Mayweather is going to win rather easily.
Now, I am not a big MMA guy either. I respect it. I've always liked Anderson Spider Silva. I was, you know, into the whole Rousey thing. I've watched it. And if John Bones Jones could just get his freaking act together, he could be a star. But it looks like he's trying to derail his career with those drug tests that come back negative. But I am a huge boxing guy. And yes, we're in this era. You know, you got the Triple G's, you got the Anthony, you know, Joshua's. You've got some good guys, but Sony, I grew up with Sugar Ray Leonard and Mike Tyson and Holyfield and Lennox Lewis and a guy like Mayweather. Now, you said it's boring, and I get it. Mayweather is 49-0,
right?
And he is a tactical genius.
Right, but that is boring. It's boring.
I'm not saying it isn't, but he's beaten everyone of his era, whether it was an undefeated Ricky Hatton, whether it's Juan Manuel Marquez, Miguel Cotto, obviously Pacquiao, maybe 3-4 years late, but he's done it. He's done it all. He's one of the greatest of all time, top 3 pound for pound all time.
I am torn. You have two very unlikable guys in the ring.
Yeah.
I like upsets. So I think I might be pulling for McGregor, but I don't know. I'm such a pro boxing guy that I want to say, you know what? It just shows that boxing is better than MMA. I don't know how I'm going to feel, to be quite honest with you. Because Floyd Mayweather, as great as he is in the ring, even though he's boring, he's a despicable human being.
He's a DB outside of it with all the abuse allegations.
A DB's kind.
You can separate that, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying you don't like him.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's great. But he's a despicable human being. Yeah. Conor McGregor is a loudmouthed, you know.
DB.
Yes, he is a DB. There's no doubt about that. He's great at what he does. I just think if this was an MMA fight, or if they used any, you know, rules or had it in an octagon, obviously McGregor would win.
Sure.
Because that's his discipline. This is different.
I think, and people are wondering if this is going to be a good fight or not, if there's going to be more excitement at Comerica yesterday than in this fight, or Miggy's going to land more punches than McGregor will. I think you're going to have a couple rounds of insanity. And there, you know, there's a clause in the contract. If McGregor goes into his MMA stuff, right, it's a disqualification. I think that, and people were, I was listening to some national coverage of this yesterday. McGregor has trained long enough as a boxer for this fight several months where there could be instincts and impulses, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either. But yeah, like you said, he's been training for this fight for several months, training to be a boxer for 5 or 6 months, right?
Right.
And I know boxing is a part of MMA.
Yeah, but not to the level of what Mayweather does and everyone
else. And Mayweather's been doing this for years. His father was a boxer. He came out of the womb swinging punches.
He did. And I'll say this too, you know, Pauly Malignaggi, who sparred with McGregor, a couple other sparring partners have ripped him, saying that they were catching him. And I think this is going to be a bloodbath after the first couple rounds. I know that, you know, boxing and MMA, a lot of people wager on this. If people are looking for something, the DTM Prediction Sasquatch, the Dan the Man Prediction Sasquatch.
Oh, you're all listening out there. I know
they
it.
They are listening because that Sasquatch, even Kenny Cal asked me what the Sasquatch does because they know it hits. Take Mayweather, because if people are wondering, Stoney, and you brought this up, we both saw this last night, there was $2 million bets put on Mayweather in Vegas The line is up to minus $650. So that, there's no value there. You got to lay $650 to win $100.
Or if you're just so rich, you'll take that chance.
Right. The million on the one, what was it, MGM, is going to win like $192,000. So you're right. Putting up a lot of money to win, you know, $200,000, a million. But I like Mayweather to win the fight in the third or fourth round, and you get anywhere between 15-1 to 19-1 on your money. So if you're flying out to Vegas today, or you got a friend that can throw the bet in for you,
or you have
Las
a computer
Vegas,
that works.
Well, I can't say that. I don't know anything about that. But if you got that action, I would take the third or fourth round Mayweather wins. I don't think that McGregor has any chance. I know people are trying to make a case for him. Dana White said he's going to knock him out. There's no way.
I tend to agree with you, but think about this for a second. Floyd Mayweather, what's his nickname, basically?
Money.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going with the conspiracy theory,
what
are you?
What would happen if Mayweather lost?
A lot of people would lose a lot of money. Actually, there's more bets. There's more bets on McGregor, more money on Mayweather.
But what would happen if he lost this fight? And you know that there are a lot of people are going to tune in and buy it on paper.
Oh, it's not going to be as much as they thought, but it's going to break all the records.
All right. So what happens if he loses the fight, Dan?
Rematch.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
And doesn't the price of that go up if there's a rematch?
Oh, you mean as far as the purses?
Oh, the purses, the pay-per-view.
Oh, I don't know if you can charge much more than $100, but sure.
Well, whatever.
Sure.
The endorsements. So let's say there's a rematch. And let's say Floyd Mayweather wins that one.
Oh, then you get three. Then you get a trilogy.
And how much money would you think would be made in a totality of three fights?
I think Mayweather himself would make $1 billion.
There you go.
Right, but
there you go.
I get that, but let me give you your counter argument here. This is
so
the counter argument.
So basically, it's $1 billion versus 50-0.
Yes. Now that's the counter argument. Floyd Mayweather is one win, and I know people call this a circus, but it's still a boxing match. One win from going 50-0.
I know.
Breaking Rocky Marciano. He kicked Joe Louis's ass, breaking his all-time
record. I'm not saying this is going to happen.
Right.
But to say that a lot of people think it is zero chance of losing.
No, I don't say zero, but 2%.
But doesn't this bring it up to maybe 1%? Bring
sure.
it up a notch?
I'll give you
the
2%.
The conspiracy theory?
And then, you know, there was a fake news story a couple days ago that there was a promoter that got assassinated and he had like the script of the fight. I think Mayweather is such an egomaniac, and we all know this, so is McGregor,
that money is king.
But don't you think he wants 50-0 more than money? You can't put a price on that.
I don't know.
Best ever, 50-0.
My guess is yes, but it would it stun you to find out?
No, it would stun me because you know boxing is corrupt, so is MMA.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem. That's why boxing has gone backwards because the Don King era brought in all this corruption and judges being paid off. And, you know, we're not back in the days of the Foremans and the Marcianos and the Sugar Ray Robinsons. It's not pure like it used to be, but I still, even though it's a brutal sport, and I'm not a big fighter, I've never been a fight in my life, but I love boxing, always have. Going back to the Meldrick Taylor days, Julio Cesar Chavez and Buster Douglas rocking Tyson in Tokyo, I've always loved the sport. I think Mayweather respects the history, even though he's a DB, and wants 50-0 way more than $1 billion. He's going to make money anyway. He's going to bet $5 million on himself tonight. Or tomorrow.
248-539-9797. 97136 is the ticket text. All right, here we go. This isn't a fight. It should be an exhibition. I'm hoping for a draw.
Are they talking exhibition like Apollo Creed and Ivan Drago? Or
Ali fought the Japanese guy. Oh, remember that one? Aoki, whatever the hell his name was, for those who can remember that back that far. Todd in Farmington Hills says, Floyd and Connor have already agreed to a rematch, and a rematch means only one thing. The fix is in for Connor to win.
See, I'm just not.
I like that it rhymes. The fix is in for Connor to win.
So, man, I'm just not buying that these guys before this fight in the lead up.
Elliot and Shelby, the fight is fixed. McGregor's going to win and become the new face of boxing and revive the sport, pulling in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Mayweather is done, and boxing needs a new face. They're not going to let McGregor lose.
All right, two things. There's no way McGregor becomes a boxer. Secondly, how is Mayweather done? He's never lost. He is 49-0.
He hasn't fought in almost 2 years.
Right, but he beat Andre Berto, who was one of the top-ranked guys. He beat Pacquiao. He rocked Madonna twice in a row. I don't buy that they got in a smoke-filled room and said, you know what, let's script this thing for a trilogy. There's no way that Mayweather would agree to that. He's too much of an egomaniac.
If there's a rematch, I think it should be in the octagon. I just think what they should have done is like the first round boxing, second round MMA.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could do that in the middle of a fight. How about a home and away? You know, you first one boxing, second one MMA.
It's boxing. It's MMA. But they can do whatever the hell they want.
To switch in the middle of a fight, that's kind of crazy, Stoney.
They're making their own belt.
I know. And it looks like the WWE Money in the Bank,
though. Yes. 248-539-9797, 97136 on the ticket text.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.